This is a download from Deutsche Welle Radio. For more information, visit our website at dw-world.de.
Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Nina Hazer, and here's what we have for you on this week's edition of Living Planet. The European Commission proposed their first mandatory targets for biofuels in 2001, stating that 5.75% of fossil-based fuels must be substituted by biofuels by the year 2010. Environmentalists say these mandatory targets don't go far enough, but there are signs that Germany might excel these targets, thanks to eco-minded entrepreneurs taking up the cause because they see there is a lot of money to be made doing it. One example is Europe's largest bioethanol plant, erected 2 years ago by a company called Krupp Energies in a small town 2 hours from Germany's capital city Berlin. Krupp Energies' bioethanol output reduces Germany's carbon emissions by 520,000 tons per year, and the company plans to double production in the next few years, while reaping excellent profits. Too good to be true? Countless eco-friendly business endeavours in Germany have proven that economy and ecology can make a perfect marriage. So just how healthy is Krupp Energy's relationship with the environment? Liam McDonald went to Zeitz to find out.
In Zeitz, a small, sparsely populated former GDR town, the streets are a lot busier today than before 2005, when Krupp Energies set up Europe's largest bioethanol plant here. Krupp Energies produces bioethanol from grain in a distilling process not unlike the one used to produce beer, and by the smell of the place, the plant could easily be mistaken for a brewery. At the plant's front gate, trucks, each laden with 25 metric tons of grain, roll in one by one on a meticulously timed delivery schedule every day. Nadine de Jong from Krupp Energies.
We have a system which staggers the deliveries in order not to get a traffic jam because we have 700,000 tons of grain coming every year. That's about 2,000 a day. We use mostly wheat, but we can also use barley and triticale. The grain is coming from the area around Zeitz, approximately 200 kilometers, and it's regular grain that we get from dealers, but we also have contracts with farmers to plant energy crops, which can be planted on set-aside land, which can normally not be used for food production.
In Europe, the set-aside land plan pays farmers to not produce in order to prevent grain surpluses that lead to dumping prices. De Jong says, despite the plan, the EU still grows several million tons of surplus grain a year. For Krupp Energies, however, the surplus is a plus, and it ensures sufficient grain supplies will be available as the company plans to increase its bioethanol production in the future. The Krupp Energies bioethanol plant utilizes the entire grain. The distilling process uses the grain's carbohydrate content, leaving the cellulose and protein as its byproduct. From this, Krupp Energies produces a high-protein stock feed for farm and domestic animals, thereby keeping waste to a minimum and creating a product that adds to the company's profit margins. As Europe's largest gasoline consumer, Germany is keen on reducing its gasoline consumption and is one of Europe's most ambitious promoters of biofuels. As of January 1st this year, all normal gasoline sold in Germany has a 1.2% additive of bioethanol. The percentage increases slightly every year until it reaches 3.6% by 2010. Also, an increase to the additive level to 10% is being supported by the German automobile industry and is currently under investigation. And to further accelerate the country's acceptance and usage of biofuels, in 2003, the government implemented a hefty mineral oil tax on gasoline, which greatly promoted the use of alternative fuels like bioethanol. Dr. Lutz Gudian, Chief Operating Officer of Crop Energies, explains.
Ethanol is cheaper because of the help of the government with exempting biofuels from excise duty. That means if you consider that on gas you have to pay in Germany about 65 cents per liter of excise duty, if you don't have to pay this for a biofuel, then it's cheaper, of course. But if you compare the economics of both products, it's not cheaper.
Economically speaking, bioethanol can't stand up to gasoline at the pump and is dependent on government interventions to survive on the free market. Gudian says we must get the cost of bioethanol production down because at the end of the day, people don't buy what's green, they buy what's cheap. Production costs also influence the fluctuation in bioethanol's emission savings, which can be as high as 90% compared to gasoline. However, Crop Energy's product doesn't reach anywhere near 90% because the carbon emissions created by using coal-powered electricity to run the plant cancels out much of the emissions reductions achieved by bioethanol over gasoline. Crop Energies, for one, admits, environmentally speaking, operations are less than perfect. And they're surely not alone in that respect. Vast improvements and further developments in production practices must be made in all industrial sectors if Europe is to actually wean itself off fossil fuels someday. This holds especially true for the expanding transportation sector, the only economic sector experts predict will increase its emissions in the future, not reduce them. Gudian says bioethanol can contribute too, but is only a part in the fight to keep that depressing prophecy from becoming reality. His personal prediction is, by 2020, Germany will be able to replace 40% of its gasoline use with alternative energies, but not exclusively bioethanol.
I don't think that there is only one solution, that there is only the biofuel, but I believe that at the end, to replace significant amounts of fossil fuels, we need several solutions, and in Europe we strongly look into, for instance, the conversion of straw to ethanol or wheat straw to a kind of benzene, which is called biomass to liquid. Because we had a very strong discussion recently on food versus fuel issue and saying, why do you use food when other people in the world are starving? But I think it really depends on the situation. And as long as we have a strong oversupply in Europe on grain, we just take grain. But it shouldn't stop us to develop parallelly new techniques in valorizing straw or valorizing waste to make fuels from.
Bioethanol production based on lignocellular raw materials, such as straw or wood, is still in its infant stages of development. And Crop Energies has initiated its own research projects in this and other new techniques. Simultaneously, the company just began operations of an additional bioethanol plant on its site, which uses sugar beet instead of grain. However, it remains to be seen if this will really make economic sense due to the high price of raising sugar beet in Europe, or even environmental sense, which not all bioethanol ventures do. Technically speaking, destroying rainforests in Brazil to supply other parts of the world with bioethanol isn't against the law, but it does miss the point and is very unethical. Unfortunately, there's no law against that. Leah McDonnell, Deutsche Welle Radio, Zeitz.